We're still in the 23rd Psalm. Have two or three more sermons on this particular Psalm. So we're going to read together again the 23rd Psalm. You look at your Bibles, one of the pew Bibles or your own Bible, and we'll read it together as soon as you find it. Psalm 23. Let's read together. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I want us to focus on the fourth verse of that particular psalm today. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Or as we might read it out of the Amplified Version, yes, though I walk through the deep, sinless valley of the shadow of death, I will fear or dread no evil, for you are with me, your rod to protect and your staff to guide. They comfort me. We continue to think about the benefits and the blessings contained in this particular psalm for us. And the one condition mentioned in this psalm that qualifies us to receive all of these benefits is, we have made the Lord our shepherd. Now, if we lived in a perfect world, we wouldn't have to think about going through trouble of any kind. But we know that's simply not the case. Life seems to be made up of mountaintop and valley experiences with a lot of ordinary days thrown in. Those disciples that accompanied Jesus to the top of the Mount of Transfiguration were so thrilled by the experience, by what they were seeing, by what they were feeling, that they just wanted to stay there forever. In fact, Peter said, let's just build some places to stay and just stay here. But eventually Peter and the other disciples, along with Jesus, were led back down into the valley, there to see life again as it really is. We all face our valley times in our lives as well as other times as well. Notice two things about the valley that the psalmist talks about. First, it is called the valley of the shadow of death. I did some research on this phrase and discovered that there is an actual valley that runs from Jericho to Jerusalem called the shadow of death. It is called that because of its narrow and its steep sides. David may have been aware of this valley even when he wrote this psalm. But even if he wasn't thinking about this valley in particular, he had seen these types of narrow trails that could be dangerous as he carried out his shepherding duties. The shadow of death refers to the mysterious nature of death. Because death is shrouded in darkness, it brings fear to the hearts of people. We all know how precarious life can be. We can be going along and everything seems just fine. Then all of a sudden, death rears its ugly head. I call it ugly because in the New Testament, the Apostle Paul says, death is the last enemy that will one day be destroyed once and for all. As a shepherd, David knew that he had to keep close watch on the sheep, especially as they were moving through those dark and difficult places. Every one of us will face similar challenges as we go through life. When I was attending Bible college, I heard a lady sing a special song during one of our chapel services. I remember it as if it was yesterday because it really touched me. It went like this. I trust in God wherever I may be. upon the land or on the rolling sea. For come what may, from day to day, my Heavenly Father watches over me. And the chorus says, I trust in God, I know He cares for me, on mountain bleak or on the stormy sea. Though billows roll, He keeps my soul. My Heavenly Father watches over me. And then the last part of that song that really pertains to the psalm that we read earlier. The valley may be dark, the shadows deep, but oh, the shepherd guards his sheep. And through the gloom, he'll lead me home. My Heavenly Father watches over me. And again, the chorus. I trust in God, I know He cares for me. On mountain bleak or on the stormy sea, though billows roll, He keeps my soul. My Heavenly Father watches over me. Even though we must all walk through this valley, unless the Lord returns before our time comes, we now have a different view of it because of Jesus. Jesus overcame death and also promised us that if we believe in Him, though we may die, we shall live, because He is the resurrection and the life. That is why the psalmist says, we will walk through this valley. This valley is not a place in which we are supposed to dwell forever, but a place we go through to the other side. A shepherd leading his sheep might have to take them through such valleys, but it was only to reach some other place, some better place, where the sheep would find water to drink and grass to graze on. We can use this valley as a kind of a metaphor to remind us that there will be dark and difficult days and even dangerous times to face as we go through this life. But those days and those times are not supposed to be the rule, but the exception. Because we are living by faith in the Son of God who loved us and gave Himself for us. We have the promise of life. Life that is abundant. Life that is eternal. Yes, we may have to go through some difficult days. And it may seem like we're in this valley forever. But eventually we will come through to something better. As I told you before, my wife Carol sends out a lot of cards to people who are going through hard times. And one of the favorite quotes she puts on the cards is, if God brings us to it, He will bring us through it. And that is so true. When we are in the valley, we can learn a couple of things as well. We can grow in our faith and trust in God during those valley times. Now, as we think about our spiritual growth, those times when we seem to grow the most in the Lord, when is it? Is it when everything is going along real smooth and everything is just fine and we're getting along pretty well? Well, sad to say, when everything goes along that way, we often coast. And sometimes we even lose ground. But when we face tough times, what do? We cry out to the Lord. We turn to God. We ask the Lord for His help. We draw near to God. We come closer in our relationship with Him. Out of a sense of need, we call upon the Lord and come closer to Him. Someone has described this process as similar to being pulled through a knothole. I believe that God allows us to go through these times, not to destroy us, but to help us. He sees it not in the same perspective, doesn't have the same perspective as we do. He sees it from a different way. He sees it as an opportunity for us to grow closer to Him. Somewhere we can grow in our faith. He wants to bring us through to a better place. no matter what the situation might be. But often the outcome depends on our response to what's happening to us. I heard someone say one time, and I think it's true, that when you're going through a hard time or when you're facing something difficult, the very first words that come out of your mouth may determine how the thing goes for you or how it turns out. We can become very pessimistic. We can get very down. We can even blame God for the situation we're in. Or we can turn to the Lord and call upon Him and ask Him for His help. It always baffles me a bit when people are going through something hard that they seem to run away from God as far as they can get. When I believe what the Lord really would have us to do is run to Him, because He stands with His arms wide open, waiting for us to come to Him, wanting to help us, being there for us. The situation might be the key to receiving God's help. It's not to focus on how big our problem is, but how big our God is and how He can help us through this. I'm not to the place in my faith yet where I look forward to those times or I relish those times of difficulty, because I just can't wait to have another hard thing happen so I can grow in my faith. I'm not there yet. But I know it's true that the times when I really grow in my faith is when I have to press into God and when I have to ask Him for His help and have to draw closer to Him. It gives us a different perspective when we look at it from the other side, which is the Godward side. What is He trying to do in our lives? You know, sometimes it's hard for us to understand, but I believe God is desirous of helping us always. He's good to us. He wants to be good to us. That may be the reason the psalmist tells us that we don't have to be afraid during those valley experiences. He says, "I will fear no evil." Why? Not because He is so strong and so capable. No, rather because you, that is the Lord, are with me. The true shepherd would stay with his sheep through thick and thin. He would lead them and protect them. Jesus said that a hireling would forsake the sheep in the face of fear and danger, but the good shepherd would stand by the sheep and, if need be, even give his life for the sheep. Which is exactly what Jesus did, gave His life for us. So you see, God is working in that situation when we might think that He's abandoned us or when we think He's somewhere far off. When we make the Lord our shepherd, we have His promise to stay with us. Again, we just celebrated Christmas. And one of the messages that comes out of Christmas, one of the names, of course, that was given to Jesus was Emmanuel, which means God is with us. He is with us. Now, we may not always feel Him. I mean, we may not always have goosebumps feeling the presence of the Lord. Never forsake you. I will always be with you. And that gives us encouragement, I believe. I don't know if you've seen that infomercial on the television about the wounded warriors. It's about a woman that is talking about her husband and her family. And she's saying that because of wounded warriors, they have been helped a great deal. And she said the most difficult part of the whole experience about her husband coming home, about the injuries he had and about having to go through this experience on their own, was that many times they felt all alone. But because of wounded warriors, they don't feel alone. They have help. It's also one of the hardest parts of going through life, if we feel like we have to face it alone. But thanks be to God, we don't have to face our valley experiences on our own. The Lord our shepherd will be right there with us. As I said before, we've been through Christmas, and one of the things we learn is that God, through the incarnation, came in the person of Jesus Christ to be with us in a very real way. God was willing to leave his place in glory, come right down into our world, live as a human being in order to rescue us. Could he have accomplished that same thing in some other way? I don't know. But he chose to become personally involved, and that shows how much he cares and how much he wants to help us. Finally, the psalmist tells us that one of the ways the Lord our shepherd helps us is by comforting us with his rod and his staff. The rod and staff were very important tools a shepherd used to care for his sheep. No doubt you've seen pictures of the shepherd's staff, which was a long pole with a crook on the end of it. The shepherd used his staff on the sheep to guide them, sometimes to rescue them. As I understand it, sheep have a tendency to wander, and the shepherd would take his staff and guide them back on the right path. If a sheep would get into trouble, such as in a dangerous place, the shepherd would use his staff to bring it back to a place of safety. There might even be times when the shepherd had to discipline the sheep with a gentle rap on the head. Whatever the shepherd did, he did it because he cared for the sheep. I believe the Lord our shepherd does the very same thing for us, his people. He gives us his word to guide us, to rescue us when we lose our way, and to discipline us when we need some special attention. He does it because he loves and cares about our welfare. Another tool the shepherd used was the rod. It was sort of a club that the shepherd carried in his belt. And he used it mainly to protect the sheep from all kinds of danger. The Lord our shepherd has given us his very own spirit to dwell within us. And he wants to protect us from many dangers. He keeps us from being overtaken with sin by convicting us and leading us to repentance. He keeps us from false teaching and from following in ways that will lead us away from the Lord. He protects us from the attacks of the enemy who wants to destroy us. The Word of God and the Holy Spirit are like the shepherd's staff and the rod that our shepherd uses to help us. These are only a few of the amazing benefits we receive when we make the Lord our shepherd. Remember, I told you that it would help to make this scripture more real? If you would imagine a flock of sheep and see yourself as one of the sheep, the one leading and caring for the flock is the Lord himself. That's one reason the relationship that we have with the Lord is so very important. He doesn't force us into that relationship. And he doesn't force us to submit to his leading and guiding and keeping. But to those who do, they find a shepherd who loves them and will be with them through all of the valleys of this life. But that's not all. He will bring his people through to the other side, a place so wonderful we can't even imagine what it's like. And the Bible says, eye has not seen, ear has not heard, neither has it entered into the mind of man the things that God has prepared for those who love him. He will bring us into that place, a place that he has prepared for us. Knowing this, simply knowing this, our hearts should be comforted with a peace that passes all understanding. Yes, we can have peace in our hearts while we are going through that valley. We can have peace in our hearts because we know the Lord is there with us, leading us, guiding us, helping us, keeping us, knowing that he will lead us to that place that we all want to go, which is home with Him. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You so much for Your promise to always be with us, to stay with us, to lead us, to guide us, and to help us in our times of trouble, Father. We know that we will go through valleys in this life. We know, Father, that You've also promised to be with us in those times. And we thank You for those mountaintop experiences when we feel Your presence so real to us. And we thank You for each and every day, Father, that we walk with You. We ask, Lord, that You will bless us as we seek to make You the true shepherd of our lives and give You, Father, that place and follow You each and every day. In Jesus' name we pray.